New York Times, A Male Rapist Can Be a She. By Neil Munro on February 16, 2023. The New York Times editors let a convicted, double rapist man take a transgender female identity. Despite their vocal support for the hashtag MeToo movement against sexual harassment. The February 15 concession to the genetically intact male rapist, who wears large tattoos on his face, was buried in an article about the resignation of Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon. She resigned, in part, because many Scots deeply opposed her strenuous support for a self-ID law that would allow men to freely appropriate female identity by merely declaring they have a transgender identity. The New York newspaper's announcement of Sturgeon's sudden resignation said, "For Ms. Sturgeon, the transgender legislation is part of her declared commitment to protect minority groups." The debate was inflamed by the case of Isla Bryson, who was convicted of raping two women before her gender transition. She was initially placed in a women's prison, prompting an outcry over the safety of other female inmates. Ms. Sturgeon later announced that Ms. Bryson had been moved to a men's prison. Despite bitter opposition, Sturgeon pushed the self-ID law through the Scottish Parliament. But the law was quickly blocked by the London government. Sturgeon then announced she would file a legal challenge against the block. The rapist was named Adam Graham when he was arrested. During the trial, he changed his name to Isla Bryson and declared himself to be female. Even though Sturgeon's law was blocked, his declaration of a female self-ID caused the civil servants to let him serve his sentence in a women's prison alongside women, many of whom have faced male sexual abuse before being jailed. Bryson's declaration also caused most of the UK media to describe Bryson as a her. Breitbart's UK-based bureau reported on January 26. This week, 31-year-old Isla Bryson was found guilty of two rapes in 2016 and 2019 while known as Adam Graham. Though Bryson initially appeared in court in July of 2019 as a male, at the start of the trial, the convicted rapist claimed to be a transgender woman and reported to be taking body-altering hormones and seeking a gender reassignment surgery. In 2017, the New York Times launched the hashtag MeToo movement against male sexual harassment of women. But the New York Times has accepted Bryson's claim, in part, because the newspaper's editors have also accepted the transgender ideology. That ideology claims that the government must treat people's self-declared gender as more legally and morally important than the nature of their female or male body. The newspaper has printed several careful articles which challenge this claim. But pro-transgender staffers and contributors vociferously opposed any walkbacks amid the growing evidence of harm and incoherence in the transgender ideology. On the day of Sturgeon's resignation, for example, BuzzFeed News reported, a group of more than 170 trans, non-binary, and cisgender contributors to the New York Times published an open letter on Wednesday, condemning the paper's coverage of trans issues, particularly its reporting around trans youth and gender-affirming healthcare. In the United Kingdom, Bryson's transfer into a women's prison generated much protest. "It is almost impossible to believe that in a civilized society a man convicted of raping two women can be remanded in a women's prison," said a Conservative Member of Parliament, Miriam Cates. "We now have the utterly perverse situation where a Scottish court refers to someone who says he identifies as female, as using her penis to rape two vulnerable women," said Russell Findlay, a member of the Scottish Parliament who serves as the Conservative Party's candidate Minister for Community Safety. "We warned of the inevitability of this happening if Sturgeon's gender self-ID law passed," he added. "Rapists should not be in women's prisons," wrote columnist Gina Davidson on January 26. "Clearly not all trans women are violent, or pose any kind of risk to women. Of course they don't. Just like hashtag Nodelman. But this one does. Despite the hormones, the wig, the nails, it is the same body, the same penis, that Bryson used to rape with, which has been locked up in Cornton Vale, even if segregated from other prisoners, for the last 2 days." Sturgeon bent under public pressure on January 26, and had Bryson, née Adam Graham, transferred to a male prison. But once Sturgeon decided to send the man who claimed to be a woman into a men's jail, she was faced with the question of whether other trans women should be recognized as men or women. Sturgeon tried to split the issue, by describing Bryson as a rapist regardless of the legal sex. She regards herself as a woman, I regard the individual as a rapist, Sturgeon said. In the United States, Breitbart has closely followed the huge civic damage caused by the Democrats' support for the transgender claim. Numerous polls show the public is strongly opposed to the Democrats' support for self-ID and the underlying claim that each person, or child, has a gender identity that is unconnected to a person's male or female biology. President Joe Biden has repeatedly declared his support for the transgender claim, despite biology and the polls, but has received very little pushback from the New York Times and other establishment media outlets.